Blog Talk Radio.
Hola, hola, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this broadcast on Friday, January 27th, 2017. I wanted to go directly in today, no music, no nada. First of all, because as you can hear probably, I'm a little under the weather. Flu got me 2 days ago and is trying to kick my ass, but I ain't going to let it. I'm doing all of these wonderful natural things and I'm feeling much better and energized to be here with you all tonight. A lot of you that are here on the broadcast now are here because of a post that I put up on Facebook. And the post on Facebook was just basically my announcement that I'm going to be leaving Facebook. I've been talking about it for a long time, but it's actually going to happen sooner than I thought. And people keep asking me, why am I leaving? Or why, you know, did I just come to this decision? They see that there's, you know, that I have 5,000 so-called friends on Facebook. And, you know, they see it as such a grand opportunity to do something. Well, I was inspired. I knew that I had to leave Facebook last year in December. I got the message to go. But today it was just really powerful. And when spirit tells you to do something, you just have to do it. And it is scary when you are, I have lots of clients on Facebook. I've met people from all over the world for the past 3 years that I've been on there. It has been a really fantastic experience. But I also know what Facebook is, and let's not front or think that we are stupid. But Facebook is the FBI. It is central intelligence. It is connected to the government. And quite frankly, the work that my family and I are doing, we definitely want to be smart about everything that we do. And when you're going private, you are not existing in the public, not by any means. Now, there will be bridges and there will be, you know, definitely ways for people to connect to me. But I think those of you that know me already know I ain't playing, y'all. Like, this is real. The Oregon Energy Self-Healing Center is happening. In fact, it is the CELL Center, C-E-L-L, Community Enhancement Learning Life Centers. And I've been saying this, and I mean it, and y'all will see. It's going to be built in 196 countries. We're going to be needing all the help that we need. So do stay connected, because just because you don't see it online, trust and believe, it doesn't mean it's not happening. Another thing about Facebook is that in order for you to be on Facebook, I was just talking to my godmother about this today. I didn't know, like, I do understand that everybody has the ability and stuff to be psychic, but this sure hell is a gang of motherfucking psychics on Facebook. All of a sudden, everybody's a psychic, a reader, a this, a that, a that. And see, that energy is just like religion. And a lot of people get connected to these things, and these people are creating dependencies. And, you know, and I'm feeling that. And it's a cesspool for energy. And that's what Facebook is. And people that are feeling at their lowest point definitely feel that they have a connection on Facebook. And so they hold on to that energy there and they, you know, they succumb to it. They're constantly giving their time there. I spend pretty much most of the day talking to clients through Facebook, consulting, doing a lot of work just based on love. And it's just time to go. It is time to go. And it's no judgment on anybody. Everybody has a time to do what they want to do. I wish the hell somebody would tell me, you know, I need to do something and that's not what I want to do. But I'm just giving my reason for not being there anymore. There are definitely a lot of vampires. There are lots of negative energy. And there's a constant reiteration of what's happening in the media. And when we give that energy, we create it. We make it so. No matter how much little energy you're giving it, if you're paying some kind of attention to that shit, you're making it happen. You are part of what is creating it. And there's so many people that are complaining about the things that are going on. But how many people are actually taking action? And I'm not talking about taking action to pick a sign and go and try to wake people up. Time to wake yourself up. It's time to heal yourself. Ain't nobody going to take you with them. You have to do it all on your own. And those of us that, have been giving and loving and, you know, sharing this with people, you got to believe that it's time to do it for yourself, because the only way that you could prove your belief is by living it, being an example of it. And I can't be an example of what I live if I'm on Facebook for 40 hours a day. Anyway, so that's why I'm not on Facebook anymore. You can find me here at the Ringing Stone Network. I'm here every single month. Every last Friday, I will be here. If I cannot be here, there will definitely be a representation of me. Thank you so much, Usiku, for being that bridge for me. I'm not going to make it easy for the FBI to find my ass. They're going to have to look real hard. But I also wanted to say that if you've inboxed me on Facebook and I haven't gotten back to you, I definitely will get back to you. I'll probably be there for just another few more days until I can get all of the contacts, you know, before I close that account. But I want to thank you all so much for the love that I have received. Thank you so much. That means everything to me. And trust that it's for a great reason. It is for a great reason that the healing centers are in effect. I also want to say thank you to Mubina Elaine, one of my favorite people in London. She sent me a drawing from an artist named Nicole DM, and it is the hand of Hamza, which is also the hand of Fatima, the hand of protection. And everything happens just right on time, and I needed that today, so thank you so much, Mubina, for that. Okay, well, without any further ado, because I realize that my voice is not going to stay with me, and that's why it's so wonderful that I have a guest. I also have the solution right here that will back me up at any time, right, solution?
Yes, but I said quietly.
Okay.
But I was definitely
yeah, I'm good. I got a Ricola and I got some water, so I'm good. Tonight you guys are in for a great treat, because I've been talking about a utopian society. And let me just tell you what a utopian society is by definition. An imagined community or society that poses highly desirable or nearly perfect qualities for its citizens. The opposite of a utopian society is dystopia, which is what we are existing in right now. A utopian society is what you make it in your mind, and it begins with your thoughts and your mind. It also flows to your body and what comes out of that, the energy that comes out of that. So tonight, I'm going to be talking to Ben Zakor Adama. Some of you guys know him on Facebook. He's been doing a lot of healing work. And he began his healing work with healing himself. And he is on a mission. He's been helping people with cancer, diabetes, with AIDS, HIV, whatever disease you can imagine. The core has been doing the work in healing that. So without any further ado, I'm going to go ahead and open his mic. Hola, Zakor.
Hey, how's it going? Hola to you.
Well, you know, it's like it sounds. I'm trying to hold on to my voice, so I'm depending on you a lot tonight.
All right, let me say, do you have any milk or magnesium?
Do I have any what?
Milk of magnesium.
No, I do not.
Okay, what about the sparkling water?
Say that again. I'm having a problem hearing you. Say that again.
Sparkling water. Sparkling water.
Sparkling water, yes.
Okay, well, if you have that, you can gargle with that. Don't you help your throat?
Okay, I will definitely do that.
Yes.
Okay, so first of all, I would like to share with everyone that this is actually our second show. We started a broadcast together that we did on the work that you did on VIM Radio. And it's been a couple of years now, right? Zakor, are you with me?
Yes, I'm hearing you. Okay, he said the work that I'm doing on the radio. I'm
hearing
a terrible echo.
Okay, let me try something else. And let me know if, well, we're not on the phone, we're on the computer.
Okay.
But if it doesn't get better, what I'll do is I'll call from the cell phone, but I'm going to plug in a microphone and see if that works out. Thank you all so much for being patient with us. And I was trying to turn on the chat room. But I don't know if that's going to work. Okay, is that better? Can you hear me, Zakor?
Can you hear me? Much better.
Okay, what happens now, I got the mic on, but I don't have a headset. So if you guys could hear me, I just can't hear what's going on.
Okay.
Were you able to hear me better then?
Yeah, let me... Let me put some headphones on as well so we can get that relay off of there.
Okay.
Please, can I give a suggestion?
Yes, please.
Turn off your speakers to your computer and calling on your phone, because that's where the reverb is coming from. Because that's what I do. Okay,
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that right now.
All right. And I sent you a picture of the medicine I want you to get.
Okay. Solution said that's what he said, y'all. I just got to put it out there.
Okay, but tell Solution that I send a picture of the medicine I want him to give for you, because that's clearing me up from that chemtrail stuff, too.
And okay, good.
It's a Marlon Gollard plan. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to call him right now. I guess I could have played some music for y'all, but I didn't think about it.
Could you hear me? Okay, perfect. All right. So the core is going to be calling back shortly. We're going to get a good, strong connection tonight because we have a lot of information to share. You know, when I started thinking about a utopian society and what that means, I started thinking about the possibilities for everyone to actually get there. And I'm going to keep it 100%. Everybody's not going to get there because we live in a place that's toxified. And there's constantly negative energy being projected towards us. And we have to be able to combat everything that's coming. And it's not just a thing where we just have to pray and wait for God to do the work. All of the information is out there and all of the tools are out there so that we can access them and utilize them for our own healing. And that's what this broadcast is about tonight. I've been talking to you guys about Orgon energy batteries, Orgon energy devices. I can't say enough about those things. It's important. You know, it's like these last couple of days, it really did open me up to what matters, what is important. You know, because it's like if you do not have your health, trust and believe you don't got jack. I pride myself on never being ill, you know. And then it's like when you get a dis-ease and all of a sudden you can't move, you can't really think straight, you're uncomfortable constantly. It's a horrible feeling and it is a tremendous wake-up and inspires me to do as much as I can to keep myself healthy and well. Because when you're healthy, and it really all does begin in the mind, but when you get an attack, you know, sometimes you feel it in the body first, and it requires your mind to even begin the healing process of that. But if your mind is messed up and it's not right, then there's nothing that you can't do. You can't heal the body if your mind is not right. So I'm waiting for, oh, here he is. Here he is. Zakor, ¿estás ahí?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now perfectly.
Okay, no feedback. Great.
Good, yay. We're going to have a good night. So what I was saying earlier was that we met a couple years ago. We did a broadcast on VIM Radio, which VIM Radio is not up, but none of my websites are up, by the way, right now. So it's going to be a full-on MIA for me. But you started, and when we talked when we had that interview, you know, we were just so impressed by the work that you have done in healing yourself. And now you've come so much farther than even that. So what I'd like you to do is if you could, you know, let everybody know just a little bit about who you are and your own healing. Take us a little bit on a recap from that first interview and tell us where you are now.
Okay. Thank you for having me on your program this evening. Okay. Well, where I'm at now, first of all, my name is Zakor Ben Adama, and the attribute of in remembrance, so of divine reminder. And I've been seeking intracellular healing since day one, pretty much. Where I'm at here with the healing process is that after 3 years, I've healed myself from bullet wounds. I was in a terrible situation with two 9mm bullets. A guy tried to rob me in the street and shot me point blank with a 9mm through the femur and one through the foot, you know. So that was a hell of a situation. And it pretty much woke me up to either I'm going to lay here and die or I'm going to stand up and get back on my feet and make it happen, because that's a terrible blow when you're on a path of helping people and then you get hit like that. And then you have to be in the spirit at that point, your actions and your mind. And I didn't take any traditional medicine, pain medicine at all, you know. So I generally started to overstand tapping and energy even more so because my phone went down, you know. I was in the worst pain that you can imagine. And I refused to take the medicine. So you know, I cried maybe about 20 times throughout the night, because it will take you to a point to where you're crying, literally. If the sun was hot like fire, for real, that's what it felt like I was standing on.
Wow. Like in the bottoms of your feet?
Well, the bottoms of my feet were burning so intensely, like, oh my gosh, it's terrible. So to get through that, I learned tapping, you know, tapping on my lip. You know, being that my femur was broken, you have to stay in perfect balance. So if I doze off and go one direction, even a hair, you know, it's the worst pain that you can imagine. So I had to stay in balance. And from there, I started to recognize that in healing, it you need balance. You know, you have to be there all the way in the healing arena. So say if you're there in the sense of having a room to progress or digress from, you know, the balance. So I decided to start eating minerals. Like you wouldn't believe, so the humic acids and the diatomaceous earths, the zeolites, you know, the trapped toxins and heavy metals, you know, so it was a learning situation. I had to use the knowledge that I had about minerals on myself. So my body responded pretty well. And just like a broken limb on a tree, being that a tree is connected divinely to the earth, eventually the limb will grow back, you know, and our bodies are the same. So I do truly know that our minds are capable of seeking and finding solutions. You know, I had no other choice but to, otherwise I would have laid there and died from heavy metal poisons from lead, you know.
Right.
So I really learned a lot, and it's been a learning experience to the utmost. So I decided to stay on that journey and help others, and I talk to people about minerals daily. It's a phenomena that we have forgotten who we are from the seed perspective. So I have an institution that I'm creating, Seeds of Light Organics, and to remind our people that we are seeds that need soil synthesis. And we have gotten so far away from the soil nutrients that we have so many different diseases that are based upon deficiencies of minerals. So this has been a subject that has been challenged even in religion since day one. You know, we really don't know the synthesis factor of soil to seed. And we're drinking water here now here in America here that is so toxic and full of heavy metal toxins. It's ridiculous.
What would you say is the primary thing that makes us deficient in these minerals? What's the primary source? Like, would you say it's a GMO?
Well, it's the plastic that they're putting in the food. They're creating all types of foods and coating it with plastic. You're drinking water out of plastic. It's a lot of plastics, and they're coating the cells. And it keeps our cells from actually communicating. And then when you have miscommunication, you have inflammation. It's perfect breeding ground for bacteria. And not to mention the GMO, genetic modified organisms, the organisms that are in the food are alive and actually eating you and ravaging the good enzymes inside the body, the gut flora and everything else. So everyone's internals are shutting down simply because they're releasing these entities into their body. And wondering why in the world they're so crazy.
Right.
And then you take medicine.
And
right.
And this is the whole plan. This is the whole plan of these powers and these energies that truly know who we are but never want us to wake up from this, you know, to this information. What
well,
would be
so,
the
well,
first thing that
so,
you would recommend to somebody who's just, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. I would recommend getting some groups together and talking about the soil and the deficiencies, because every disease that man has now is a deficiency. It comes from a deficiency of something that we should have in our food. So if you look at it like this, we have rejected the source, seeking gods
mm-hmm.
other than the living earth. So everything that we see living at that level of beauty, at that capacity of life, and, you know, trees and plants and flowers, they're thriving because they're connected to the source. We're dying because we have no connection to the source. So we give all our energy to an invisible God that we don't know, and we reject the source. So the sustainer of mankind is the earth. It's always been here. So generally, we put Nikes on our feet, and the word Nike is the goddess of victory over your soul, the soul of your foot. So generally, we have rejected the source. We don't even touch the earth any longer. So it rejects us as well. So we die from our deficiencies. We never seek balance from living earth. We don't touch our feet on the earth any longer. It's all polarity. We have to have balance. Negative is not bad. You know, it's balance.
I've been trying to tell people that all the time.
Right. That's why they always say negative, 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 negative. No, there's polarity, only polarity. So there's a correction there.
Yeah, balance.
Michael Jackson's video, Earth Song, was teaching the people how to get their power, and people missed it. So I'm just going to remind you now. Go look at the video, and let's start taking our church sessions out in the dirt and see what kind of power we have and reconnecting to the source.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an amazing power. I mean, people don't know the power of returning to the source. Take your shoes off. Walk in the soil. As soon as you touch your feet or even touch a plant with your fingers, you start circulating. The body, the blood starts circulating in the body. You have reconnected to the source. Just like the trees are growing downwards. Seeds grow downwards first, and then when it gets to the nutrients, it does what? It grows up.
What? Goes sprouts right. up, right?
Right. Grows up. It grows downwards first, right? The
mm-hmm.
roots take root.
Yes.
And then when roots find what it's looking for, nutrition, nutrients, then it grows up. So in this season, we're growing up now because I'm here to teach the people about minerals and nutrients at that level. In fact, I just got a call from a good brother from into music, and what we're going to do is create a platform based upon minerals. So he told me to write this down, and when I wrote it down, all the little pieces of the puzzle started coming just because I wrote it in the universe. So I'm starting to write things down, and I'm putting
my
own radiant.
That's magic right there. Writing things down.
Oh, it's radionics. Why do you think the Euro Gentile wants us to put our signature on everything? Because
mm-hmm.
they tie us into their field. It's a radionic field that they're dealing with. Just like music, right? So you put your signature down.
Absolutely.
The power is in the pen, right? So we have to look
mm-hmm.
at radionics, huh? And it's powers and layers of energy that we have no idea about. We can divinely connect with a piece of paper and a pencil, writing the intent down, putting them together,
mm-hmm.
and divinely connect. Very simple. So we have to put, have to start doing that in communication as well, because we can communicate just like that, the speed of light.
Absolutely.
Yes. So
and it really truly does work every time when you apply it.
Oh, it does. It does. You can actually create a digital pattern and work that out to where you can dial up people with just intent alone. So the technology is inside of us. And when we start cleaning ourselves out and putting the minerals and nutrients back in, then we can create an antenna that is divinely connected to the source. So if we're missing all the elements inside of our bodies, we can't pick up on the frequencies. So when we begin to take on the Adamic knowledge again, which is Adama, the soil, the life energy from within the soil, right? So once we regain that information, now we can replenish all of those precious metals and the gold, the platinum, get our brains clicking, just like Edgar Cayce was speaking about. So our minds are very, very powerful, and we have they disconnected us by taking the minerals and nutrients that we need. Mm-hmm. We don't have any rhodium any longer. Where are you getting the platinum
from? Giving people that milk.
Well, yeah, and then the bacterium goes in and eats away at all of the nutrients inside of your body. They eat you away. And they've created these monsters, these little so-called serpents in your food. So Adam, now, sisters, we have to now teach you again not to touch that. For real, in modern day time now, that you can't eat that food because it has serpents in it. Genetically modified serpents in your food. So,
and they're creating more.
I'm gonna play the part of Adam this time, for real. So we don't have to seek someone else coming, bringing soil. He's already here, Zakur ben Adama. So I'm in remembrance of the son of the earth. So the dominionaire is here now, according to the divine connection of living earth. And I have been eating this substance for a long season now. And it's been telling me that there's nothing new anymore. We just got to live this thing out completely. Return
so
to the essence.
So this that you're eating, tell me about, and actually I'm going to go back a little bit more, because
yes,
the work that you're doing and the formulas that you're using are helping people heal from HIV, correct?
Well, let me let you know what HIV is. You know, according to what I know spiritually, and it just makes sense because it's a deficiency disease. So when you're dealing with humans, what makes us human, right? We need minerals from humic, right? Humic and fulvic acids in the soil nutrients. So when the plant is actually growing downwards, it's pulling this substance up, and then we're eating it through the plant. But we can generally go directly to the source and eat it ourselves, right, if we're smart. So we were created from the dust of the ground, a lot of people have been taught. So where is this dust from the ground? These minerals and nutrients have been washed down into the earth. So the people who seek the earth or what's in the earth, they go down in there and they figure it out. So how I found out about minerals and nutrients there was a sister that came in from Israel that had macular degeneration of her eyes. So she asked me to do some research on macular degeneration. So I got into it. I was like, okay, I started thinking differently. Okay, well, what would cause the minerals to break down? What is it that causes the minerals to break down to that size so it can actually nourish the eyeball? You know, I'm thinking like that now. Like, okay, now what is it? I found an article that a little girl here, she was 16, she wrote an article about fulvic acid and chelation. So I read the article and I was like, okay, fulvic acid. I did some research on fulvic acid. It led me to humic acid. So humic acid is black, pitch black. Fulvic acid is the golden elixir that comes out of the black. So I put one and one together. I was like, I always hear from the darkness came the light. then I started to think differently about trees and trees capturing light, and the light goes all the way down to the roots, and there's called photosynthesis. So it's divinely connected and it's living, and it's doing something to the soil. What is happening? The sunlight is actually photosynthesizing through the tree, growing down into the roots. And here you got a tree growing. So there's sunlight actually, it's a synthesis and a divine connection from that sunlight in the soil. So it's collected and collected and collected and collected. So say if there was a cataclysm, a flood or something that hit the earth and caused layers and layers of dust or ash to hit it, that those trees would be in the earth with all of that energy still there. So the trees would break down through time and through time, and then someone would find this area possibly when they got sick and tired of being deficient in minerals and nutrients. They would go and seek something different. They would find this substance in the earth that they just looked. So they go in there and they take the substance and they create the kemetic knowledge. Because when you look at the word chem, right, it's black earth. So this substance has been known. Institutions have been built upon the chemistry of life in a tree. So the tree of knowledge, life would be the essence of what a tree becomes or how a tree would grow, what nutrients it needs, and what in the world is the roots looking for. So you have to think a little different, like, okay, well, if we're missing it, and we have to think it out, so we have to go a little deeper than just what the surface is, you know, because a lot of people are not in the dirt. People, they barely go to parks. So it's way out there. We're pretty much so disconnected from the source that we are dying and being thrown back into source as dead seeds. So we really have been so far removed from the knowledge of living earth. So when we return to that knowledge, we start to find healing modalities that ancients and the people that were here before us, they had this in their culture. Egypt, ancient Kemet, Israel, you know, when you go into Ethiopia, you go into the Washita, the indigenous people here in Americas, they all utilize soil from the mounds and all of that. Someone had knowledge of this beforehand, and, you know, we've been totally removed from the knowledge. And a lot of these mounds are still there, you know, proving that they were the original Adamic people, which are the red clay mound people. And those people that had these mounds all over the planet, you know, they're there. Because they had knowledge of this soil nutrients and the power of red soil and living soil. They had a blood connection to it. And actually they ate it, which gave them nutrients to their, and enriching their blood. It removed parasites. And it's the source of life, you know, and protection for the inwards. Just like a seed to soil synthesis. So when I read the article, it took me on a journey to start thinking differently. You know, just different ideas came. And it made sense that this acid would be in there called fulvic acid that was the god of the minerals. You know, it was what broke the minerals down so the tree can actually absorb the nutrients. It's a delivery system. So then I had gone out to a health food store, one of our stores from our Israelite community that I was in. So I asked the brother, I said, "Brother, have you ever heard of fulvic acid before?" So he went to his book, and we couldn't find any information. But as I was asking him the question, there was a lady who walked in the store. She was a dealer of humic acid. And she overheard me. Actually, I left out of the store, and she caught up to me in my van and told me that she knew about humic acid and fulvic acid. So I saw the synchronicities taking place just from me having the knowledge. The very first time I ever asked anybody about this substance, there was a lady who walked in, and just hours later after that, I had the substance in my hand. So, you know, fulvic acid and humic acid, it should be thoroughly investigated by our people. Anyone who wants to grow vegetables, they can use that as well, and also in healing modality. And that takes me back to how I got on the path, you know, of humic and fulvic acids, you know. So being that I started seeing the synchronicities, and then I read all of the information that I could find about humic and fulvic acid. I was up on that. And just took over my world. In that season, I started to realize my spiritual attributes at war. I went through a hell of a season about 8 years ago to where I lost everybody around me, you know. So I was set on a journey to really figure this thing out when it came to the soil. So I was being divinely inspired, and everybody fell away from me. And community, family, I haven't seen any of my family based upon my walk. And it was a walk that I couldn't turn around and go backwards. It only led me forward. So I started seeing the synchronicities even more so as I started eating the substance. And then all of a sudden, everything just came to me. And just having the substance inside of your body, it just gives you the minerals and nutrients that you're not getting in your food. So my body became my mind became very clear. And I pretty much, my age inside of my body pretty much stopped. So, you know, I'm mature, but on the inside of me, I feel like I'm 12, you know? So
I feel you. Now,
right.
Let me just take it back.
They go very deep, you know? Yeah. You know, I know I'm
ranting. Take it back a little bit.
It goes back to acknowledging the spirit that's before you. And it seems like the unseen has been working in all of our lives to get us to the point to where we can see all the divine synchronicities. You know, and that's where we see the creator and the creative energy that this earth is living. And we just got to wake up to it, you know. So it's not foreign.
So I just want to get clarification on that. So someone that has HIV or any kind of other disease, it's not just about taking a substance. It's more about a whole total purification that begins with the mind and with the knowing and with the seeking. So is that what I'm comprehending here?
The thing is the humic substance is something that goes, you know, that we really don't know, because when you say human immune deficiency, so that gives it all right there. Why would they say humic immune deficiency? I mean, human immune deficiency, because they could have used a different word, right? Could have been the immune system, well, just the immune deficiency disease.
Mm-hmm.
But they put the word human in front of it. So we have to define what that is, first of all. And that takes us to the soil. Because without that, our immune system don't work. Nothing works inside of us. We have no synthesis. So HIV is just a humic acid immune deficiency.
Okay.
It's a mineral deficiency.
So if a person is so can you tell me what this actually is? Because it's like I'm trying to picture it,
it's trees, I'm thinking of this black dirt. Yeah, it's trees that have been broken down by the microbes. It's the nutrients and the energy that comes from the trees. It's minerals. It's life in its essence, broken down, chelated nutrients. And a lot of people don't know the science behind it. But when you know fulvic, it comes out of the darkest substance on earth, black, deep, dark substance called humic acid. Then you go and you hear these sayings, from the darkness came the light. Then you put one and one together, like these sayings, if people just say these things, they don't realize what they're saying. And some of the keys
right.
to break this thing open for real is left biblically, that it's not known. You know, you can go from let there be light, to then you have the Ark of the Covenant. Then you have a succession of different things that are taking place. Then you have Noah's Ark, and you know what I'm saying? So it's
mm-hmm.
like, okay, what are they really talking about, you know? And when you're saying Adam or Adam, you start with Adam in the Quran, you start with Adam in the Bible. But what does the word mean? You know, it's not just a person, it's the soil, Adama. It's the
right.
essence of the life that comes out of the dirt. So it's very simple, it's just that we lost. So my job is to get your mind wrapped around the spiritual, just spiritually investigating the source. And if we just take a seed and put it in the dirt and return to the knowledge of that and grow our own food, then we'll have knowledge of it. We're not growing our own food anymore, so we lost all of what we know. We don't know it anymore, but it's intracellular. It's inside of your cells, the memory. But the plastic and the chemicals, the red number 40, all of these things are taking your memory away from you.
Mm.
Drinking neurotoxins.
So tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the work that you're doing in your community to help people remember this, to help people get this information.
Well, the first thing for me to do is to teach you about the water. You know, you have to change the water and activated magnesium bicarbonate is a chemistry that actually is the ultimate mitochondrial cocktail. So when someone is poisoning you, we keep taking on poison every day, right? Every day. Every day we're poisoning ourselves. So where do we get the balance and how do we release these poisons? You see, women that are drinking corn syrup, right? Corn syrup causes cancer and makes you die. Right. So
corn syrup
in
causes cancer and makes you die. I just wanted to repeat that in case somebody didn't hear it.
Right. So just look that up. High fructose corn syrup causes cancer and makes you die. So when you see our people drinking all of this corn syrup and everything, and you see them getting bigger and bigger and bigger, corn syrup goes in, but it can't come out. So now we're corn syrup. It goes all the way into the plasma. So my first thing is to actually teach people about the water so it could break down those poisons and toxins and release those acids out of your ass. Makes sense, right?
Makes sense. Heck yeah.
We have to release acids because all the food that you're eating is acidic. And then all of that imbalance is the cell-to-cell communication. And then the next thing is you have a stroke or a heart attack because you have low voltage or you have cancer. Cancer is low voltage of the cells. So we want to deal with the water so we can actually create balance there to release those acids. And activated magnesium bicarbonate is that chemistry. All right? So now, 80% of our situation, if we're sick, then we have to look at 80% of our sickness would be contaminated waters. So we have to clean our water system up inside of our body. So the enzymes aren't crazy. So once you start taking the magnesium bicarbonate, not only will it release the poisons and acids out of the cells, but it will increase enzyme function in your living water systems. And most people have diabetes, because they don't have enough magnesium synthesis enzymes that actually will break the sugars down and create the nitrous oxides, just like a car. You put a nitrous tank inside of a car, what happens? Goes faster. Sugar is broken down to nitrous oxide from the enzymes. So when you have enzymes, living enzymes in the platform for and the environment for enzymes to prosper, they can actually do their job and detoxify you and rebuild you to the point to where you can heal yourself. So all our waters are poison and all the enzymes are being challenged by these GMO foods. So we're not eating food anymore. We're eating fooled, F-O-O-L-E-D, fooled, okay? So we've been tricked to
eat. I'm sorry.
And 80%
of
that.
Yeah, we got a delay going, but the process of purifying the water, how complex is that?
Well, you can just get some magnesium. I show people the easy way. I know how to do it different ways, but you can get some magnesium.
Mm-hmm.
Milk of magnesia, plain, and some.
I
like Mavella. Mavella is a good water. It's a magnesium water. It's a sparkling bicarbonate. So you mix 3 tablespoons in one of the big jars, the big bottles, shake it up, put it in your refrigerator for an hour. Then every day you drink, you put 1/2 of a cup in a gallon of water. So you put 1/2 cup in a gallon of water, and that will cause the water to become living. Activated magnesium bicarbonate. So when you put that inside of your body, creates it actually will help the neutralize the acids, break those acids down. And not only will it do that, but it's the ultimate mitochondrial cocktail. And then the enzyme function inside the body. So diabetes, people that have diabetes, that will help them get over diabetes, because diabetes is a dysfunction of the enzymes inside the body.
So just the water will help them.
Yeah, yeah. Living waters. Right. So at one time we were drinking.
That's very powerful information.
It's very simple, because you can go to the grocery store and get all that water, that bicarbonate water, and then teach your friends how to release all that acid. Very simple. All right, and then what we want to do from that point.
I'm sorry, go ahead. What we want to do from that point.
Oh, from that point, we just teach our people about it, and then we start lifting up with our health, because a lot of people just started drinking that. They just drink that water right there, and it helps them so much. Because it increases cell-to-cell communication. And then you'll notice that the voltage levels will go up in the body. So it's like cancer is low voltage. So if you increase the voltage, then cancer goes away. So plastic and carcinogens and pathogens and stuff, we got to stop drinking those. And we just merely stop drinking those and start feeding our bodies living water, then we'll live. We're drinking all this soda, red number 40 sodas. It actually has no juice in it at all, and no enzymes, because they pasteurize everything. Wondering why we're getting diabetes, because we have no enzyme function inside the body. The pancreas shuts down and gives you the middle finger. Now you're shooting yourself up with something that's going to act like it's going to push your pancreas to the point to where it creates enzymes, but it's not going to work. It's never worked. Living foods and living water and living soil grows living people, all right? So we can eat dirt. We can drink living water. We can eat living raw seeds and grow. And everything we need from that point is phytonutrients to enrich in all the soil and the water. And that's how we live in perfect harmony with how a tree grows. Right? Seed, soil, and water.
Yeah.
Right?
That's,
and then,
you know, it's powerful and simple at the same time.
Oh, it's so simple. The tree, the leaves fall down, so we should drink plenty of tea from the leaves, which is phytonutrients. Right? Chlorophyll.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So the cycle of life is seed, soil, and water. And even people that are biblical, I've given you every herb-yielding seed that's upon the surface of all the earth. So all the herbs that yield seeds, that's your food. And the seed which is inside the fruit shall be your meat. So animals is not meat. The seed of fruits is your original meat, which actually contains all of the chemistry that will kill and balance and rebalance your cells to grow. Just like a tree. But the platform is that you have to have soil so it can synthesize. Now, one of the things about soil, first of all, is that we don't know. We've been taught that man was made from the dust of the ground. This Adam. But the word, we don't know. We got to get to the word with that. What does the word Adam mean? And then the woman was made from what? Ribonucleic acid, or the rib of this soil. So we have forgotten that we are to synthesize as men. Masculine men get something out of the dirt that feminine women don't, right? Deoxyribonucleic acid synthesis, straight from the soil, right? So if we forget that we can go direct and get these nutrients, or we go down and get these nutrients and grow our trees and plants and our food with it, then we become deficient in these synthesis factors, right? So when man is deficient in this synthesis factor, if he doesn't remember how to get it directly from the soil, like seed would, the only place he can access it is if he goes to another man and get it from his semen, which is DNA. But being that he's not going to have it there in his semen, because he's not eating the nutrients, he's also as well DNA synthesis deficient from the soil. So now he's actually swallowing and eating this. Now the semen that goes into this man, right, is now deficient as well. So now he takes on more deficiency because now he has living energies inside of him that's actually deficient. So that's going to go and eat all of the nutrients up. That's how they created a culture of HIV, which is everyone's eating semen. Men are eating semen from men that are deficient in the minerals and nutrients. Because they have a deficiency, they have to go out and eat it from another man's penis. So when they took this soil away, they created cultures behind deficiencies. So if a woman is deficient in something that's inside the soil, I would say RNA, which is ribonucleic acid, being that man is DNA, woman has to be RNA, ribonucleic acid, because it's a synthesis factor from seed to soil. So a man plants a seed in a woman. Your womb should be soil. And when you get pregnant, you take on more nutrients, prenatals, right? So you can hold the baby and nourish the child. So that means that a woman's womb is soil. RNA, ribonucleic acid synthesis. So therefore, there is where you get the rib of Adam from. So there was something that was inside of the soil that made woman feminine. And there was something in the soil that made masculine man. Right? So minus that, you have a culture that's going opposite direction. So therefore, you stop population.
Right.
That's the whole story behind man and woman. We were created from the synthesis of DNA and RNA. And being that we are seeds, we need to get it from the soil. So therefore, we have deficiency and immune deficiencies according to how little minerals we have inside of us. Because remember, HIV, which is immune deficiency viruses, which is coming from actual semen. They should say viruses or bacterium that's coming, or flora that is deficient. And that's what's happening right now with HIV. And it's going to go like that because until someone comes with this dirt and start giving it to the population so they can reboot again. And it has soil synthesis there, which is DNA for man. So now he ain't got to go and eat it out of another man's penis. He can get it from a spoonful of soil.
Yeah, y'all, don't be eating the nutrients from another man's penis, y'all, because that's not good for you.
No, it's releasing semen inside of you that is deficient already. So it's going to go and give you a deeper level of deficiency. You understand?
It'll kill you.
That's why the simplex is the next, which is AIDS, which is a whole bunch of different semen inside of you that are causing your deficiencies. And you just got to call it for what it is, you know, because I think a little different than most. But when I talk, I'm trying to draw a picture in your mind so you can use your mind and crack that thing open so you can really get to it. We're dying because they took the minerals out of our food. Plants and trees die because they either fall down and the roots are exposed, or the roots are not getting the minerals and nutrients that's required for the synthesis to take place and continue so they can live. So if you cut the minerals out of your diet, if you take the minerals out of the people's diet, right, that's why they would kill someone who came to deliver the knowledge of the real Messiah, which is fulvic acid. Because fulvic acid, without that, breaking down the nutrients and minerals, it's impossible for the delivery system of the plants. And without it to our cells, the nutrients would never be delivered to our cells, which gives light to our cells. So we wouldn't even give a damn if there was a so-called Messiah coming or not. We wouldn't even be here on Earth to even receive that energy if it was coming, because we'd be already dead. So therefore, when you return to your life knowledge, it would have to be that you would have to recognize what's going on with the roots. What is that acid that's breaking the minerals down? Why does the trees grow downwards first instead of, you know, what's going on? Ask those questions. What's going on down there? You know, so we die and they take a living dead, well, a seed that's supposed to know this, right? They have legs. We can go and find whatever it is that we need to find. A tree doesn't have legs. It has to grow downwards to get the nutrients. You know, so if we're looking at a tree and say, okay, this tree is very healthy, but we only see it from the surface. We have to go down inside the ground and figure it out. What's going on? There's people that actually know this, to go around the base of a tree to get the soil so you can feed it to someone that's not doing well. It's not no hidden knowledge. I mean, people that, women that get pregnant.
It's information that is not hidden, but, you know, how many people are going to think that way? How many people are going to go into that world? Not very many.
Yeah, they
so
don't.
It is
they don't.
Definitely
I'm,
a great
I'm
thing.
Possessed. Right. I'm possessed with soil.
Yeah, it's a great thing that you're sharing this information, because it's very powerful information. I did want to invite the callers to ask questions if they would like. We're not going to be going the full 2 hours today because I am not going to be able to make it. But I do want to open up the lines to allow anybody that has any questions. You've talked about some real complex things for a lot of people, because even though, you know, things sound so simple, it's almost like too simple. It's like, is it possible? Is it real?
No,
so
people,
I know that
are just they're caught up. They don't think no more. They don't think simple. They're, you know, it's when you think about it, it's just like, dang, so simple. But it seems complex, but it's not. It'd be so simple. I'm going to just say this, that even a fool couldn't make him a damn mistake on this one. You know, if we just stop and think what's going on, you know, in cancer, it's seed synthesis as well. Cells need seed, soil, and water. We forgot about the synthesis factors. We don't even know. Diabetes is enzyme function. A lot of people are eating.
Yeah, and it all goes back to the damage that's being done to people in calcifying, you know, our glands and, you know, hypnotizing people and manipulating them so that they're not thinking, you know, and that's where we are right now.
Well, I haven't watched TV in about 17 years. So when you turn the TV off, you start to use your mind, because I wouldn't even know. I don't even care who a president is. That's not my president. I haven't tuned into none of that.
I feel you.
You have to be tuned into their frequencies to even know what they're up to. So when you turn the TV off, you're actually turning them out. And I don't care. That's not my president. I don't even know what you're talking about. Right.
That was the reason why I had to get off of Facebook, because being on Facebook is just like being on television. So the energy that's there, it's always, you know, it's always taking you back there. And see, I know that for the work that I'm doing, everything I need is always going to be provided. So I don't feel dependent upon any system that exists outside of me.
Yeah, because you've locked into the synchronicities, and people are not. Once they break free and they can get their cells, free of all the plastic and all the chemicals from the red number 40 drinks and all that, and their children, they can break free of this thing for real. But it's intracellular. You got to go there. And then all of the energy that you created in teaching people, it all works together. I use it every day. You know, I feel everything that's going on the planet, because I own this planet. It's my mind doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, all these minds that are all jacked up and messed up, man, I'm pushing all that away. It's like running and jumping off the cliff. Right. So,
and that's where it is that people need to get to, is recognizing that your world that's in your mind is the world that exists outside of you.
Oh, yeah. Inward,
we
outward.
Have somebody
so
that's calling
it's a messed up world, it's a messed up you. Right.
Zippor, are you ready to take a question?
Oh, I am.
Okay. 704, you are on live. Do you have a question or comment for our guest, Zippor Ben Adama?
Yes, I do. Peace. First of all, peace, sister, the sex goddess, and peace, brother Zippor.
Peace to you.
Peace.
Yeah, peace. Yeah, I have a question in reference to you mentioned magnesium bicarbonate, right? Where do you get that? You can just pick that up anywhere?
Well, you can create the chemistry. You can actually get some magnesium. You can research magnesium bicarbonate. There's a few recipes on YouTube that you can focus in on and get some wisdom on the ultimate mitochondrial cocktail.
okay.
A lot of people don't have this information, but it's so easy to do. And it's something that would take you only a few seconds to do, really. And that could change your life. Right. And just to get a plain bottle of milk of magnesia and put 3 tablespoons of that inside of a 33-ounce, the bicarbonate water, the sparkling water.
Okay.
But getting one of those that's not from the United States, because they use fluoride in the water here.
Right.
All right. To get one that's, Mavilla is good because it comes from a natural spring. And that water is living. So when you actually activate it, and that's the difference, activation. And also, if you know anyone that wants to clean their kidneys up,
right.
It's a very simple solution. It's activated sodium bicarbonate. But you have to make sure that you get a source that doesn't have any aluminum in it. Right. And everyone that can hear my voice, please stop eating fast food, because they're cooking in grease that has aluminum in it. And then that's why you're getting the dementia and all of the Alzheimer's, because of the aluminum that you're cooking your food in. Now, when the temperature gets hot enough in the grease or the oil that they're using, it starts to smoke. You got to realize, what is that smoke if it's not catching on fire? It's aluminum.
Okay.
So everyone is eating chicken that's been fried in grease with aluminum in it. And you know, the fatty acids will go directly to your brain.
Right. True.
There you go. All right.
And, you know, there's something that I want to add in here now that you're saying that, Zakor, because a lot of people would say, oh, but it's easy. It's, you know, I'm a single mother or I'm this, and it's easy to get that food. And that's why it's so important to do your spiritual work, because it really is the faith in knowing that you will be provided for, because that choice that you're making in that fast food for a dollar is killing you and it's killing your kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They're basting your fries and your stuff inside. And then all the soda is causing cancer. It feeds. I mean, it just tears you down to the max. And people are not even living for real. They're not living. They're not even. They're just existing in a situation. They're all messed up. So we got to get that acid out of them and then turn this thing around. You know?
Brother Shakur, I have one more question, and then I'm going to get off. In reference to the dirt. Now, you mentioned us ingesting dirt, right? The red clay, would that be the dirt that has most of those minerals? Because I've heard something about that before years ago about the red clay.
If you look at the clay, it's red like blood, right?
Right.
Right. And when you're talking about a divine connection, they talk about your blood connection to the land, right?
Right.
At one time, we used to eat that. That cleans up your blood as well. That is your blood.
I heard that before because I used to live in Georgia, and I heard about
right,
a lot of red clay in Georgia.
Right,
I'm
red
sorry.
Clay. Right, red clay, and then white clay is for more like the bone and the teeth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the hair and the divine communication coming through the silica. And then in Japan and where there's Chinese people, they eat and they use what? Yellow clay. Why do you think their skin is that color? Right. And then there's red people and there's black people, dark people, with humic acid, which is the chem, black dirt soil nutrients. So there's soil for everybody. And then there's gray soil too as well for those that are elevated in spirituality that, you know, do that kind of stuff. But you know that we're going to get to all of those things, right?
Well, that acid that you say that is difficult to find. You said fulvic acid. What was that you said?
No, fulvic acid is everywhere. There's ancient forest lands. You know, you go to where the ancient forests are. You go down, and you'll find fulvic and humic substances. You'll find that right before you get to the coal. You have to go through the layer of fulvic and humic acids as well, leonardite as well. So there's layers. It's known. This is known substance. If you look up bodybuilding and humic, they have an article called "The Best Kept Secret."
Okay.
Right. They've been synthetically trying to make this substance, and they can never ever do it. They will never ever do it. So. Because it's not written for them to be able to do such a thing, because the return of Adam is the return of the knowledge to soil nutrients.
Wow.
Right.
Okay. Powerful information,
right.
Bro. I thought
right.
You know, I knew a lot about health, but you know, you just added something to my repertoire. I appreciate the information. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Zakor,
can you tell people where they can get peace, where they can get your information, where they can get a hold of you?
You can actually Seeds of Light, Seeds, SEEDS, of OFLIGHT, Organics, with an S, at yahoo.com. Seeds of Light Organics at yahoo.com. I don't know if I should get my phone number out on this line, should I?
Sure. I don't think that anybody is going to call you unless they're serious about their work.
Okay, good. All right, well, that's 202-200-3106, a direct connect to me. And we're going to be doing some gardening projects as well, talking to some people. I'm really divinely connected to a lot of the rappers and hip-hop stars out here. And the people who are doing a lot of the work here, Brother C Sharp, head man for, you know, as far as divine communication with those people that are in the music. So also I'm doing music. I'm a recording artist as well. If you look me up right now, I'm in the top 700 in all genres on the digital distribution charts, number one regionally, nationally, and globally right now. Digital distribution, spiritual hip-hop soul. DJ Zachor, DJ Z-A-C-H-O-O-R. You can check my music out. It's free streaming. Have a lot more music to come. What else am I doing here? We have healing houses getting ready to blast off out here. So if you need healing, you want to get away, get some frequencies, get some organ energy, you know, different vibration and come and be pampered in the sense of getting raw foods, juiced foods, nutrients, minerals, elements, all these things. And you'll be able to sit back and relax and heal a little bit.
And Zachor's teachings will also be at the healing centers, so we're definitely looking forward to that.
Yes, and also the minerals. We have a project, like I said, that's going to be starting with Israel. We're gonna go in and start doing and teaching people about minerals this season because it's necessary that we need to talk about minerals. Doctors won't talk about minerals. They will not do it. Right. You tell them that you're on minerals, they'll kill you. Give
yeah.
you something that's going to kill you really fast. I promise you. When you're talking about minerals, if you want information, just do your own information, do your own research. And if you need to ask questions, I've been eating humic acid for 18 years, and it's amazing because I go places and I meet people that I've so-called never met before, but I know them all the way. So it's very divine.
Mm-hmm.
We are awakening at that level to where we are that living institution. But we really have to plant our feet back in the soil and connect and commune with our living God, which is the divine earth here. And we have to really start putting our hands and feet in the dirt again so we can feel that power. And collectively,
absolutely,
we can get together and do it, and we can really set it off. In fact, I'm going to tell a very quick. We had a group go over to do a meditation over at the Cascades here in Atlanta. They were doing a ceremony in Mount Kenya. Brother St. Michael the Seer led the prayer here in Atlanta. So it was just a prayer to protect the melanated people through this cataclysm that's coming, you know, here, because the earth has to cleanse itself from the germs, the Germans, the Germanic companies. You know, they're tearing the world up faster than you can imagine. So we said the prayer. And this was the first time some of the people said the prayer, so it wasn't really solid. So someone, after we said the prayer the first time, and the second time we said the prayer, they were filming it. So we said it and sounded off, and as we said the prayer and it ended, the thunder came. It was one big
wow.
thunder. So it connected, but right before we did the prayer, everyone took in some monatomic elements, and everyone took their shoes off and put their feet in the water. And they were a witness that it divinely connected. So just to hear that and feel it, deep in my soul, I was there. I felt the spirit of that, like I've seen that and witnessed that before. So it was the universe is telling us now and showing us that we're, through our obedience, that we can communicate and now with it. We can commune again with the earth, and the earth will, through our commandment, will do exactly what we want it to do. If we have cohesiveness and oneness with one another, we have more powers than you can imagine. You know? So we, as a collective,
okay,
we get together and put our feet in the dirt, and we should actually have a allotted time that all of us are actually thinking the same thought from everywhere, that, you know, everybody in your circle, everybody in my circle, we all go outside and put our feet in the soil at least a couple times a week and just think the same thoughts, man. The earth is going to change and shift because it's a chemistry there. We have been rejecting it, you know, as a collective. When people start gravitating to that thought again and doing it again, mm-hmm. we can access power beyond what, you know, what the adversary can think of.
Gotcha. That is fantastic. I know that that's where we're headed. And, you know, mm-hmm. this is really not even about a time of when this is going to happen. This is happening now, you know, and
yes.
us connecting to this information is all part of that process. So I want to thank you so much for coming on with me mm-hmm. tonight, Zakor, and sharing this very powerful information. You know, we're going to have to have you back another time.
Yes,
and sir. And next time I'll make sure and have some music, some of your music ready so I can play it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I got a song called Heart Is Made of You. That's my newest song. But, you know, if you anyone is interested out there that want to do some music, they can come out here to Atlanta and you'd be sent to the top producer and smash hit every time you get in there. So, yeah, and also, when are you going to do some music? When are you going to start getting that? You need to come out here and record as well.
That's coming. That's definitely coming. Right now, the focus is in just getting, you know, the Healing Center organized and getting all the people that are going to be involved, mm-hmm. you know, involved. And then Solution and I are going to be traveling, meeting all of the people in person, the people that are going to be part mm-hmm. of this vision. And, mm-hmm. you know, all in divine time, I'm going to be releasing a mantra record. So it's
Yay.
Coming.
So I'm
yeah,
talking
it's
about.
Definitely coming.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Okay.
So thank you again so much for this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get a hold of Zakor, 202-200-3106 is his direct line. And I'm going to close it up in a second. Was there anything else that you wanted to leave us with before I let you go?
I just thank you so much for letting me come on and you know, just let me freestyle a little bit. But the thing is,
you're very welcome.
I want everyone to think differently. We have to think and ask those questions that most people don't ask. We have to really go simple. If we think simple, we can do amazing things. We just got to get away from what this contaminated institution has done to us. And also, no red number 40. Stay away from all corn syrup. And begin to garden and return to the knowledge of living earth. That's how we're going to get back to life and return to it. And keep loving and living. That's what that's my last words out for tonight. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate you so much. And keep doing what you're doing. Get my full support.
Indeed. Ache, I will talk to you soon.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Good night.
You're welcome. Good night. Ladies and gentlemen, I know you guys got an earful of information, some stuff that you can start with, you know, just learning about some of this information that's out here, what's really happening. There are tons of people that are working on the benefit of humanity and balancing the planet. But all of this really does begin with each and every one of you. You know, you have to look into yourself and you have to start asking those questions and looking into yourself for the answers, because that's really where it all is. Sometimes I listen to some of the things that are going on and, you know, it's really overwhelming. It's overwhelming what's happening now on the planet, but it's supposed to be that way. Living in a utopia right now, we're not ready for a utopian society, because we have to cleanse, we have to heal. We have to be in the right mind space to even exist in that world. And that world can't be a world where only one person exists. You know, some could argue and say, oh, well, I'm in utopia every day. I mean, I understand that. I feel that that's great and good. But I'm talking about a collective utopia, a functioning society of people that are living in balance and peace. And that's what we're headed for. We are completely headed for that. I believe it with my whole heart. This is why I came here. This is what I came to do. And the people that I've been connecting with, like people like Zakor, are a confirmation to this knowing that I've had for a very long time. And seeing it all, you know, manifest as it's happening now, it really is quite remarkable. Because if you tune into yourself, there is no doubt that you're going to find the truth of what really is. But you got to get yourself ready for it. That means your diet. That means your health. And it begins with what you're putting in your mouth, what you're not putting in your mouth. You know, we talk about mind, body, soul, spirit, and it sounds so poetic, doesn't it? But it really is basic for you to begin it with what you're putting in your body. Your cell, your life depends on it. You know, we have this mentality or this idea that our life is designed to be in the way that it was designed for us, you know, and it's not like that. Your life is designed by you. We just fell into the manipulation, into the hypnotic tones of this music and this TV and, you know, these chemtrails and all of these other pollutants that are coming at us, and people think it's normal to be sick. It's not normal to be sick, and this is the time for healing. I'm going to open up the mic for Solutions, see if Solution has any insight about, did you hang up? Oh, never mind. He ain't got no insight because he hung up the phone. So, no, he has nothing to say. I want to once again thank Ben Zakor Ben Adama. You can also look him up on Facebook for a little while because I don't think he's going to be on there for too much longer either. A lot of people are leaving Facebook, and it really is just for the simplicity of going back to yourself and going back to what your purpose is. I know that I connected there because I needed to connect there, and I met a lot of fantastic and wonderful people there. But, you know, that time is up, and it's time for those people that are there that are doing their work to, you know, connect further to your work and have the faith. I had a lot of people hitting me up saying, well, I'm just here because of my business and because, you know, I have to connect with certain people, which is fine. I'm not Mark Zuckerberg. You know, like, nobody got to tell me why they got to stay on Facebook. I did what I did because I got to do it, you know. But I just want to say as a testament that when you are doing what you're supposed to do, I think this is the third time that I'm saying it tonight on the broadcast, you have to do it. You have to have the faith that what you believe is what it is. And you can't be dependent on outside sources, no matter what they are. Because you're going to be, at some point in your life, you're going to be taken back to a point where you have only you to depend on. And you have to rely on that inner voice and that inner knowing. And everybody that wants to be in that so-called utopia has to do this work. You can't, you know, you can't, what is it? You can't get over it. You can't get under it. You got to go right through it. And that's what it is. I hope that you guys enjoyed tonight's broadcast. You can definitely listen back to the archives. Thank you so much, Usiku. Usiku, if you have anything that you want to add, if you have any announcements that you want to make, that's coming up here in on Blog Talk. I know that there's another broadcast happening right here on this channel tomorrow. So, Usiku, if you want to chime in and share that information with us. I think Usiku's probably out as well. I kept you guys too long. That's what happened. But it's okay. Definitely check out the lineup here on the Ringing Stone Network. I'll be back here on Friday, the last Friday of February, which I can't tell you exactly what that date is right now, but I'll keep y'all posted. Those of you that are part of my Master Vibe study group, we will resume on the private conference call next Friday. Those of you that are interested in being connected to my Master Vibe study group, you can reach me directly at 818-233-5776. Please text me first. And I think that's about it for me this evening. Thank you so much for your presence, for your love and your time. And Ache to the ancestors and all the divine guides that hung out with us tonight. And I will see you guys next time. Adios. Ache, Ache, Ache 13.